SEF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
This first group was an early fixture at CBGB's in New York, formed in 1973 by Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell. This is Television on the Blurred Crusade.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Or in the case of last night, just in desert.
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
I'm in love. You best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for
I'm mama looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss. Just looking for a
Starting off with a bang today, we started with Television and a track called Friction, and from the album Marquee Moon 1977, Television labeled as art rock, new wave, art punk, active from 1973 to 1978 and 1991 to 93. And their final go-around, 2001 to 2023, until Tom Verlaine's death. They put out three studio LPs, probably their best-known, their most well-known, Marquee Moon from 1977. And then we had Adventure 1978. And finally, their self-titled Television, 1992. And after that, we had Ramones, I Wanna Live, from Halfway to Sanity, 1987. An album I won from a raffle way back when, still have it. Nice little tasty slice of vinyl. I was reading online a survey that the top three punk singers of all time, according to this particular survey. Number three, we had Joe Strummer of The Clash. Number two, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. And the number one punk rock singer of all time, according to this online survey, was Joey Ramone. Kind of hard to ignore that or to disagree with that. Joey Ramone, just a great vocalist. And certainly missed today, but still a lot of music out there by the Ramones, and I like to play them as often as I can. And then we had the New York Dolls, Looking for a Kiss, from 1973. And we finished it all off with the Sex Pistols and a track called New York from Nevermind the Bollocks, 1977. Right now, we're going to go to, again, 1977. This is Wire and Rooters on the Blurred Crusade.
I run, I respond, and
KGSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. We started that set off with Wire and a track called Rooters from Pink Flag 1977. A Wire formed in London, October 1976, regarded as a very influential band within the art punk and post-punk genres. Their debut album, Pink Flag, was perhaps the most original debut album to come out of the first wave a British punk, according to All Music. So high praise for Wire. And then we had Shame from South London, and coming to you direct from Pink Vinyl, and a track called Harsh Degrees from Drunk Tank Pink 2021. I saw that band a few years ago at the Rickshaw. And then finally we finished off with XTC from Swindon, England, and a track called The Meeting Place from Skylarking 1985, produced by one and only Todd Rundgren.
Welcome to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in. Fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content. And join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, this band in town this Saturday at the Vogue. This is The Church on the Blurred Crusade.